So good morning. So I see a few new faces out there this morning. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Mike. I'm one of the deacons here at Center Byron City Christian Church. And as I mentioned a little bit before, my journey here started, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago now. Prior to then, you know, I had gone to Catholic school, you know, Catholic church growing up, and as a teenager decided I can do this on my own and walked away. And a number of years ago now, Vicky decided that she's has some medical issues, and the only thing that would comfort her was reading the Bible. And then she started coming to church, and at that point in time I, you know, found excuses not to come to church. Generally, that I worked on Sunday was a pretty, you know, that was a pretty good one, right? At least that's what I thought. And, you know, as time went on, I got to see how he was working in her and how God was working in her, and decided, you know, I'd like that. And then the first verse I have, which has kind of become the topic of today's sermon is Psalms 37:5. Commit everything you do to the Lord, trust him, and he will help you. You know, everybody here who has accepted Christ has done that at one point or another. You know, when we accept Christ, we say we're going to trust him and we're going to follow him. You know, as we walk through our walk, we at times trust him more, and at times we trust him less. You know, when things are going well, we tend to trust ourselves and in the things of the world. And when things are going hard, we lean upon God at that point. But he says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Not just the good times, not just the bad times, but everything. Let's see. Will it work? Ooh, it did. All right. Earlier we were having problems. You know, so for me being up here speaking, obviously I was trusting God to give me what I needed to say and to get up here. I'm not necessarily a public speaker. I've done plays and stuff before in the past, and I don't mind doing that because you're in character, you're in a crowd. So it's not so intimidating as when you're going to get up here and speak about, you know, what God wants you to talk about that day. So, you know, this verse from Proverbs fits that fairly well. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. When it was brought up that we were going to need a speaker today because Pastor and Mark were going to be both gone to the couples retreat, you know, God said to me, you should do this. And I said, my response was to them was, I'll think about it. I might be interested in doing this, instead of just saying, yes, I will do this. Originally, I had a different idea of what I wanted to speak on. And then God led me to talk about trust, because I had to trust him to give me what to say today. You know, up until yesterday morning, I had slides, but I had no notes to go along with those slides. And when I get up in the morning, because I knew Bree was going to be here and wanting to run the slides and check to make sure that they were all going to fit and they were going to be legible, I sat down and went back through my slides, said, you know, is this the order that they should be in? And as I looked at the first slide, you know, it came to me what to say. And the same with the second slide and the third. And I went right through, and I had no problem with any of the slides, every single one. I had something that came to me at that point to speak on. So I was definitely trusting in God. So I have a couple other little things to go along with this verse. and examples of people in the Bible who trusted in God. And one of them was Moses. And this is Exodus chapter 14, verses 21 through 22. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Moses couldn't have done that himself. He trusted that when he put his hand up, that God would part the waters, and he did. Another example I have is, I don't remember where, I think it might have been at the men's retreat. It was God's direction is always best, men's devotional. And in here there's another very very apt example. I was going to read this little section, and the author says, I want to trust navigation systems. I really do. But instead, I have a love-hate relationship with them. They impress me, but I can't bring myself to trust them 100%. There are too many unknowns. If I'm going on a long trip, I often print a map, just in case my navigation system fails. Then I confidently turn on my car and take off, backup plan in hand. Can we be confident without a backup plan? Abraham was. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place where he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Hebrews 11, verses 8. No navigation system, no map, just trust in God. Seriously, Abraham? When the Lord spoke, Abraham listened, and he and his family trusted God 100%. They followed the Lord's direction and plan, leaving their country and extended family. Who has that kind of trust? When you're down to the last $50 in your bank account? When your friend is diagnosed with cancer? When your coworkers dismiss your faith as quackery? Can you trust that God's direction is always best? The full-fledged trust that Abraham displayed is possible only for the righteous. Those who know and trust the righteousness Christ gives us and who rely on forgiveness that he has won for us. There is no backup plan for our salvation. We can trust God's flawless navigation, the navigation that took Jesus from the stable in Bethlehem to a cross at Golgotha, to an empty tomb on Easter morning. Jesus is our Savior, and he'll never let us down. We don't need a map because God tells us where to go. Dead in our sins, we look to Jesus to make us alive. Unsure of where to turn next, we focus our eyes on the cross. Walking as strangers here on earth, we place our hope in Jesus and the mansion that he's preparing for us in heaven. Put your trust in the divine navigator, Jesus Christ. When you feel yourself reaching for a backup plan, pray. Ask for God's direction, trust his forgiveness, and always keep the cross in sight. You know, how often do we not seek out what is God's plan? You know, how often do we get up in the morning and say, well, I'm going to accomplish this, 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 and this, and we say to God, you know, make this happen for me. You know, how often do we get up in the morning and say, you know, God, I want to accomplish these things today, but if that's not what you have for me in store, I'm going to accept what you send to me today to do, even if it is not my plan, because my plan is not your plan. You know, I used to do the, oh, I want to do these things, you know, and I consciously try to say, I don't know what the day has in store, but you do, and I'll do what you want me to do. I'll accomplish what you want me to accomplish. And it has made my life a lot less stressful when you pass it on to him and don't rely on your own for what will happen for the day. And on that. So, and on to that, even youths will become weak and tired and will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, 30 through 31. When I read this verse, when he says, even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. Well, to me that said, you know, trying to accomplish the things of the world, trying to accomplish what the world wants you to, a really good paying job, notoriety, lots of money, things. But he says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. Well, it doesn't mean that we're not going to be tired, that things aren't going to go, that things are going to go well and we're always going to feel well. Things don't always go well. He's talking about spiritually, that you will be strong. Because we all have physical bodies that are going to age, they're going to grow weak. You know, we're not supermen. We can't leap tall buildings. We can't run fast. You know, we still have limitations of our body. But spiritually, we'll not grow weak. We'll not fail. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who rely on cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They will live in the barren wilderness in an uninhabited, salty land. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by the long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and never stop producing fruit. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. When I was reading this one, it brought to my mind a family I know in town, a man I know in town, for the first half, this is where he says, this is what the Lord says, cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, only relying on their strength, on their hearts away, turning their hearts away from the Lord. There's a family, there's a guy I know in town who is not a believer and doesn't like Christians a lot. He does things. I know he's been arrested numerous times for theft. He's deceitful, and he uses deceit to get what he needs, what he wants from other people, and he thinks that that's what he should be doing. Well, you know, he's lost his way. That's the only way he sees, and he thinks the only way to survive is by doing deceitful and devious things. It's affected his family. It's affected his wife. And it's affected their granddaughter. I recently heard that she had attempted to commit suicide. You know, so that to me says that, you know, his actions and his non-belief is affecting everybody in his sphere. I know multiple people in town who he's taken advantage of, and it's affected them. But in contrast, it said, but blessed are those who put their trust in the Lord. Well, that brings made me thought, think of Pastor and Judy. You know, they've done a lot of things that they never anticipated doing, and you know, but God has blessed them with children, many grandchildren, who are all walking with God. So, the next verse is John 13:7. Jesus replied, you don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will. You know, growing up, if anything bad happened or anything that, you know, wasn't nice, you know, my mother always would say, well, everything happens for a reason. You know, and I've always kind of kept that when bad things happened, is, you know, everything happens for a reason, and you know, there's a reason for this. You know, I don't know what it is, but there's a lesson to be learned here. You know, and that basically that's when I was at my other job, and it was not a great place to work. There was a lot of anger and distrust. You know, and finally, it came to a head. Had a big fight with my boss, and at that point, that's when I accepted Christ. You know, and I said, Jesus, if you're real, I don't know what your plan is for me. I said, but there's a reason why you have me here, and if you need to keep me here so that I learn something, there's something you need me to learn, then I'm willing to accept that, and I'm yours. And apparently, you know, that was the reason. If I wasn't here today, I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't have gone through that. You know, what in our lives would we have, how would we have not grown spiritually if you didn't put us through those trials? Which leads to, there we go. But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? Psalm 56:3-4. When I was listening to the radio a couple weeks ago, contemplating my what I was going to speak on this morning, Louis Giglio came on the radio with one of their little 59 Seconds of Hope on Air One. And so Louis says, I was in the house last week. He said, I hear my wife out in the backyard screaming, help, help, help. He says, so I run out into the backyard, and he says, I'm looking around, I don't see her. She says, help, I'm up here. He says, she's up in the tree. She says, I can't get down. He said, and he says, so I went under the tree, and I stood under the tree and said, jump, I'll catch you. And she says, no way, go get the ladder. And, you know, he said, you know, how often do we do that with Jesus? He says, how often does Jesus say, jump? And you say, get me a ladder. You know, where's your trust? Where's your faith? You know, what are we missing out on when we don't jump, when he says jump? You know, perfect example of that is, you know, we voted about bringing in an associate pastor. And that was something that God had laid on numerous folks' hearts. And, you know, we prayed about it. And, you know, it's a huge jump. It's a huge leap of faith. And it's a huge opportunity for us to show Jesus that we trust him and that we trust what he's going to do in our lives. And if we didn't do that, what would we be missing out on? We don't know what he has in store for us because of that decision. All right. So, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. Oh, the joys of those who trust in the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud, or those who worship idols. O Lord my God, you have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all of your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. Psalm 40, verse 1 through 5. What miracles, what joys has God done for you? Think about those. Think about those in the good times, and especially think about those when you're in times of trouble, because they'll help to keep you with God, keep you with Jesus, so that you're not turning and walking away, whether it's conscious or unconsciously that you're walking away. Use those to anchor you so that you will follow Jesus and that you will trust him. So to conclude, I felt this verse was a good verse to conclude with as well. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. So if there's anybody here today who has not accepted Christ as their personal Savior, this would be the time to do it. There's many of us here who would be willing to pray with you, be willing to help to lead you that direction. I know Forrest would be more than grateful. But there's many of us here who would be willing to as well.